This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm in the company of Jana Jano, who is a Czech artist who's been based in Iceland for the last 6 years. She's got an exhibition which is on at the moment in the Svigrum Gallery in Reykjavik, but another one is coming to the capital fairly soon. So a busy time for you.
Yes, quite busy. Thank you.
Tell me about the exhibition that's on at the moment. This is the Origin Project.
Yeah, it's the project that was originally made for Djupavik factory in the Westfjords. It was exhibited there for season 21. Mm. And so we made there also some photos in landscape because the project talks about the landscape that imprints into your soul. So if you want to create some personality or persona and you use some costumes, what we use with clothes, so we have some image, you cannot really hide fully where do you come from or where do you live. So this is what the project is talking about connection to nature a lot, and about how strong elements are that are influencing us.
So the items that we can see, I've got some photographs here, the items which are on display, some of them here, would you say that these are items of clothing, or are these items from the natural world, or are they both?
They are both. The core of the installation is the dress, and the dress is painted by minimalistic landscape and cut it in shape of seaweed, but it's also covered by real natural elements like seaweed, bones, stones, shells and feathers. So it's kind of fused and melted both together. So it's like if you have dress, but this what you have inside is coming through that dress.
This was first installed in the Westfjords in 2021. Was it made there? Does it reflect the nature of the Westfjords?
Yes, it was made there. Now it's moved to this window gallery, so you can see it in day and night, no matter what time, it's always visible.
Now that is continuing at the gallery until the 11th of May, so you've got about a week and a half left to see that. But as we said, another project coming to a different gallery on the 2nd of May.
Yes, it's Project Glorious, and it's kind of continuing the celebration of natural elements, because those are paintings that will be exhibited in this one. And these are very simple, or some people even perceive like ugly things, like moss, seaweed, stones, or eggs. But I paint them in gold color, which kind of honor those things that are kind of basic elements of the nature.
So it is taking something very mundane, something everyday, and making it shine.
Yeah, in fact, it's kind of like show that very simple things that we perceive nothing special are in fact kind of core of our everyday life, the biodiversity chain, it's just like to glorify simple things, simple moments, we can say, but in this case it's simple things or nature elements, not to think that we have to have something very fashionable or posh to celebrate, but also very simple things should be also put in notice.
Nature obviously inspires you then?
Very much, yeah. Very much. I would love to just, dissolve in the nature.
Icelandic nature particularly. We said that you are from Czechia.
Yes.
You came here 6 years ago. Was it nature that attracted you to Iceland?
I would say it's universe. it was a lot of coincidences that guided me here. It's another story which would be quite long.
Okay.
I never planned to come to Iceland, but in one moment was so many synchronicities that I said, okay, it's quite obvious that I have to come to Iceland. And when I came, I saw the land. It seemed that I've been already doing very Icelandic art before I ever came to Iceland. So there is some soul connection, I guess. Mm. So Iceland called me to talk about it. So I really love the nature here, but I'm inspired by anything. So yes. I feel kind of like home anywhere I am, but right now Iceland is part of me very strongly.
Yes, and you are not, of course, you'll be aware of this, not the only person to have come to Iceland who has been drawn to this place for some magical reason that no one, I mean, I'm in that category as well, that no one can really understand. Have you met other people then in that position?
Definitely. I've heard this very often, and a lot of my friends told that they didn't plan or they just came and they just felt have to stay, but a lot of them even didn't plan to come, and it was kind of this story like it happened to me. So it seems that Iceland is kind of creature or being really calling its persons to come and melt and talk about, and it seems that also it needs a new perception, which sometimes people from other countries can react more sensitively because it's not their their everyday life experience. So if they come, they can express it more strongly maybe than locals, or help them to see it as well again.
There's a book as well, isn't there?
Yes, it's one of those things. It's a book called Listlandi, which is kind of a game with words. It's three words: list, which is list in English, like put some list of names, but in Icelandic it's art. Land is land, and E is, for me, it represents Iceland, but it's also kind of game, because Listlandi, if you say in Icelandic that you are from art land, you say ég er frá Íslandi. So it's kind of a game with these words.
Yes.
And the book is about Icelandic mountains, because we found out with Ivana Golanova, who wrote the text, that Icelandic language is super rich for names for mountains, rocks, or hills, much more than other languages. So we collected these names and described the differences in five languages. So the book is possible to use also like a language book. And I draw little minimalistic drawings, always help people to understand the differences between the mountains. So I will sell this book in the exhibition as well.
Okay, so let's just remind ourselves of the dates and the locations. The first exhibition that we mentioned, which is Origin, that continues at?
Svigrum Gallery. It's in Verfisgata 37, and it's till 11th of May. And the second one is in Kirseberga 3, Investorgata 4, and it's from 2nd till 5th of May.
And it's only May. You've got two exhibitions on. What are your plans for the rest of the year?
We will see. We will see. I always have like visions. I would say Iceland taught me that plan is empty word, because everything is changing so fast and so many times. So have no plans but visions, and we will see. I planned a lot of travels this year.
Well, enjoy, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. Much appreciated. Jana Jano, and details of her work on the link on the page that accompanies the show from Ruv English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English, at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.